At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fast fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the perfect pair for the perfect price. Get the reliability you need and the value you want. Enjoy fast speeds for work or play. Connect at home or on the go and save every month. Don't miss this special offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You might have read online this morning, music superstars Elton John and Madonna have apparently buried the hatchet following a two-decade-long feud. Editor of evoke.ie, Sinead Dalton, is with me on the line today. Sinead, what was this feud about, first of all?
Do you know what, Andrea? I actually wouldn't have even guessed that the two of them were at loggerheads,
no,
to be honest with you, until this came out this week. Like, so to be honest with you, when you hear the kind of, you know, ins and outs of it, it leans more to one side than it does to the other. So basically, you know, Madonna over time has always admired Elton John, his music, his creativity, you know, what he's done. She even admitted that she used to sneak out to gigs to see him. So he really inspired her career. But back in 2002, when Madonna was given the chance to sing the theme tune for James Bond, Die Another Day, Elton John just came out of nowhere and said that it was the worst Bond tune ever. Now, okay, look, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's grand. But it just seemed to spiral from there. So 2 years later, you know, she was and voted best live act at the Q Awards. And that was, you know, kind of scrutinized by him. And he said, anybody who pays for gigs, you know, 75 quid for a ticket and the artist performs and lip syncs should be shot.
Right.
Direct quote.
Okay.
So, you know, and then his hubby then got on the bandwagon a couple of years later, slagging her off at the Golden Globes when she won Best Original Song. You know, so it's kind of been bubbling more so on Elton's side than it has been on Madonna.
But she's the one who posted, didn't she, online to say we finally buried the hatchet?
Yeah, that's it. Like, but from reading it, looks like it was more on Elton's side, right? He had a thing, which, I mean, you know, like, both of them have huge careers and global success. But I can imagine Madonna thinking, you know, loving this idol. And then he turns around and says one of her songs, which actually I thought was a really, really good song, Die Another Day, was one of the worst Bond tracks out there. You'd be kind of gutted, you know, if your idol did turn around and say that.
The celebrity feuds, though, Sinead, Elton and Madonna aren't the only ones.
No, there's like, look, across the water, I think it's a great thing. It kind of takes us away from everything when we hear there's a feud. We're waiting for each bitchy side to get back to a comment. You know, you can't help but follow it. But I suppose, you know, there are so many iconic ones. You can't miss Britney and Christina. I mean, the two of them over the years have worked together since they were really small on the Disney, Disney Club. And then, you know, they were kind of, they came out during that period in the late 90s when all these kind of blonde bombshells hit the music scene. So you had her, you had Christina, you had Mandy Moore, you had Jessica Simpson. But the two of these seemed to have a little bit of rivalry going on. It was like Britney was the wholesome good one. Christina was painted as the kind of bad girl. Now, Christina did say recently that there had never been kind of anything between them, but it kind of again shows that there has been a bit of animosity between them. You know, 2003, the MTV Awards, Christina came out and said that Britney was really kind of strange and nervous towards her. You know, that famous scene with Madonna again, ironically.
Yeah.
With the famous kiss. Then there was speculation that Christina was jealous because the kiss between Britney and Madonna was shown, and then they panned the camera over to Justin Timberlake. Of course, at the time, they had just split up. So Christina's kiss with Madonna never got the publicity that she thought it was going to get. So there's kind of a wonder whether there's a bit of jealousy there. Exactly. And then Aguilera came out supporting Britney for after the conservatorship. But Britney said, look, you knew that this was, you knew what the industry was like. So why have you only come out now?
Too little, too late.
Exactly. So there's always kind of been that kind of uneasiness between them. So I'd say we'll hear more of them. Then another one, actually, which I had never heard about, was actually Rihanna and Ciara over the years. Yeah, so Ciara, many people might have known her from One Two Step or the song she did with Justin Timberlake, Magic. Mm-hmm. So she claimed that at a party, you know, herself and Rihanna were there. Rihanna completely blanked her. And of course, it was kind of those days when, you know, Twitter and social media started to kind of be the platform for people having to air their kind of issues. And she, Ciara, went on and stated this and said she was rude. And Rihanna bit back and said, oh, I'm really sorry. Did I forget to tip you? Literally highlighting that, you know, you were so below me. Did I forget to tip you? Were you working there?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So Ciara came back and said, listen, you don't want to meet me on stage or off stage. So there was a real kind of back and forth between the two girls over the years as well. Now, Rihanna did admit a couple of years later that, you know, she was going through a troll phase online and that she was quite nasty online. She did admit that.
Okay.
But it seems to be quite kind of calm between between the two of them. And then, of course, it's not just about the girls. The boys also come into play with this. We had, I don't know if people remember, Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber. Oh, sure. Justin Bieber never, you know, misses a chance to get a dig in somewhere, I find, with certain celebrities. So he had claimed that he had slept with Orlando Bloom's wife at the time, which was Miranda Kerr. This was before Katy Perry. Of course, Miranda denied it, but the two of them actually ran into each other in Ibiza at one point. And it's believed that Orlando made a go for Bieber because of the comments that he was saying. And, you know, Bieber was egging him on and this. Now, again, it's died down. There doesn't seem to be animosity between the two of them, but there is that kind of history.
Yeah. And who knows? They might do like Madonna and Elton and bury the hatchet two decades on, just like they've done in recent days. Sinead, thanks a million for joining us at Lunchtime Live. Sinead Dalton, editor of evoke.ie, with some of the best celebrity feuds that are out there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.